tuned into the greatest.
You are now tuned into the greatest.
Oh my God.
It's the Fearless Podcast with Arian Simone.
I'm so excited to share the good news with you that Staples Work Life Magazine just launched, and the content is everything you need to be a fearless entrepreneur on your journey. As you browse through the magazine, you'll find great pieces of advice from various industry experts, including creative ways to problem solve in your business. With so many tips and tricks to use, I know that you can easily apply these. You will love them. Subscribe to the magazine today at staplesworklifemag.com. Welcome to the Fearless Podcast.
This is season two, where I am having conversations and discussions and dialogues with my family and close friends. Today, I have on the line my sisters.
That's us.
All three of us are here. Erica Elizabeth Blount and Ashley Sierra Reed. Please introduce yourselves and share a little something with the people.
Well, my name is Ashley Sierra Reed. I am Arian's baby sister. I have been her sister since 1986.
You are not the baby, so you can't do
I am the middle child.
Thank you. Get it pulled together.
For the last 15 years, I've been a middle child, and I'm still adjusting, but I will get there, I promise.
Yeah, they got people to help you with that.
What do you want to know?
Yay.
Okay, we're going to let Erica go next.
Thank you. Great.
I don't know. Hi, I'm Erica Elizabeth Blount. I am the baby sister.
Yes.
Hello. I've been the baby sister for the last... Is that 15 years?
15 years. I had to count when Arian asked us to do this. I'm like, how long have we been in each other's lives?
No, it's been longer than 15.
Well, yeah, we've been in each other's lives much longer than that.
Oh, Mom and Dad met.
Mom and Dad met when I was
Wait a minute. Hold on, stop. You thought you were younger than you were?
Yeah, it just hit me. You're right. It's been more than 15 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we're going.
Yeah, because I was thinking since I was 14, and then, man, I was thinking I was
and
like
you, then 29. And you forgot you were like 33
I'm
this
going
year?
Into my Jesus year this year, so.
Yeah. It's been 18 years, almost 19.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, pull it together.
We're together.
Yes. So one thing I want to talk about with the listeners is we are a beautifully blended family, as you can tell. That everybody may not remember the year that we blended, but it is okay. One thing I wanted, we don't say stepsister, we don't say step anything. We say mom, dad, sister, etc. I have two sisters. One is 5 years younger, some around 5.5 years younger, and one is 10 years younger. So there's 5 years apart between each of us. And that's something that's definitely interesting because it's like, oh my gosh, it just fell right into place. And it was meant that the next child would come the same exact years apart that we were apart. So I wanted to talk about tips that we could probably give other people to operate in this space as seamless as we do. So we clearly have embraced each other's family. So we're at each other's family gatherings. Because for our, I guess you would say, sake of conversation, it's all of our family.
Yeah.
So we don't have that kind of separation or those issues that, I shouldn't say issues, but how some other people choose to operate. I'll put it that way. But there may be some people out there that are siblings that struggle in that area. When I say till right when I reached adulthood, it was always myself and Ashley. And because of the age gap, Erica was also a child when she became in our lives. So I think that's also something that may have made it much easier too, because it's part of your upbringing. But I want you all to chime in to express some tips that siblings could be doing to make this transition much smoother?
Well, Arian, you were out of the house and you were in college when Mom started dating Eric. So for me, I think my experience was a little bit different. And at first, it was a little bit challenging. Erica, please stop laughing.
You were hell on wheels for that. Keep going.
Well, this is my perspective, and you guys can laugh and judge me if you want, but I wanted Mom to go out with Eric because she needed to go on a date, and she was talking about this nice man that she met, and I was encouraging her to go out with him. What I did not know was he would forever be around, and I was not. I was not ready for that. It was very difficult when my parents split. I thought my mom was just going out on a date. I didn't think Eric was going to be around forever. And when I realized that, it was hard to have another male figure in my life when I hadn't healed from my parents' divorce, because it was, to me, a tragic situation. It wasn't a clean breakup. And I didn't have the best relationship with my father at that time. So how was I going to accept another male in my life to be a father figure? So I think that's why I had a hard time accepting Eric and Erica into my life during high school, that I cannot imagine not having Erica in my life. She is just my sister as much as Arian is my sister, and I think the world of her. So I'm very thankful that God has brought us all together.
Ashley, you're making my eyes sweat. My eyes are sweating.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful for many reasons. And my perspective, and I'm so glad you shared that, because it was honest, it was raw, it was real. And there are other people that may be going through something similar that they may even be helping their children with, or that they may be experiencing themselves, that I think will be great for the listeners. Like you said, I was in college, so my perspective on it was definitely much different. I feel that, and I felt that where I wasn't hit with the trauma of our parents' divorce. I was definitely, how should I put this?
Out of sight, out of mind?
No, I was in touch. So it's not like that. I wasn't out of sight, out of mind. I do feel like where I was grateful for Mom to remarry. And what I mean by that is any area that we lacked in a father figure from our biological dad, that I would say that Eric has definitely stepped in and has been that to us.
I agree. The thing that I appreciate, go ahead.
So for me, I believe strongly, like, and when, even though I'm taking this to the Bible, but just strongly in that, that basically God always provides what you need, you know, that he provides all his everything, you know, according all of our needs, you know, according to Jesus Christ's riches. And I do believe that any area of lack, that he will fill that need. And for us, that's just the form it came in.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm thankful for their marriage and their relationship, because now I can see what a healthy marriage looks like. As whereas if our mom never got remarried, I do not know what my view on marriage would be today, honestly.
That's very true. But no, I guess I had like a different experience than you guys did. One, because I was so much younger than you guys. And then two, I don't remember my parents being together. So I didn't like go through what Ashley did with everything being traumatic. I was 3 when my parents got divorced, but I don't remember any of it, but it was still difficult for me because for all of those years, or for 7 years, and in my mind, my whole life, it was just me and my dad. It wasn't about nobody else. Whatever I wanted to do, that's what we did. whatever I didn't want to do, that's what we didn't do. If I wanted to take a nap for 5 hours, we did that. We didn't have to be anywhere. It didn't matter. But then I gained this whole family, and I was like, didn't know what to do with the fact that we had to be all these places all of a sudden. Like you said, like when our parents started dating, it was like our families meshed and we were at all the family events. And I was like, gosh, we've gained like a whole nother family. And every time they have something, we have to go to that. And Ashley has something, I got to go to that. Like, goodness
gracious.
Trying
to balance it all.
Right. Like, it's like, when do we have time to take a nap, guys? Like, but still, it was an adjustment going from an only child to having two siblings. But now, of course, I'm so grateful to have older siblings. I don't know what life would be like as a, I guess, true only child where I didn't have any siblings at all, because now I have two people that almost experience the same thing as I do and can see my perspective better. So I don't feel like alone mm-hmm. in my journey of family life. Like, yeah, we live in different states and we don't see each other that much, but you guys still are a part of our family. Whatever is going on and part of this family, we all experience it together. So I'm very grateful for that.
Yes. And for the listeners, I think that we, to be in separate states, we probably see each other often, more often than most, though.
I don't think so.
Ashley, you go home so often, it's ridiculous.
But still, actually, I do for like 0.5 seconds.
That's right. I'm there for Saturday and Sunday, and I come right back to Chicago. I'm 4 hours away. So the blessing of living in Chicago is, if there's a family function going on, I can drive to Detroit. Or if something terrible is going on, which I hope not, I can get to Detroit when I need to get there. And I don't go home as often as you think.
No, but what I mean by that, our family, like how Erica said she wanted to take a nap, people don't realize we're more active than most.
All right.
So, yes, I learned that recently in our Fearless Retreat. Trust me.
Maybe you.
So, No. I'm being serious. Don't get me wrong. I love family. Everybody knows that about me. But what I mean by that is when you're saying you go home, there are people in their adult life that go home twice a year.
True. But do they live far away?
Even so, I live in Georgia and I still make it home more than twice a year. So that's what I mean by that. Like, people don't get to their hometown if they're in another state as often as we do.
True. But Erin, I've only seen you like once this year, and it's July.
You saw me in Chicago.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I think you've only come home once too.
You saw me on the holidays. No, Erica, you've
seen
me.
That was last year.
Holidays don't count at this point.
She said holidays
don't
count.
Yeah, it's 2019.
Okay, so holidays don't count. Y'all are a mess. I was home in January. I was home again in April. I was home again, I think, in May. Yeah. And I'll be home. Yeah. I'll be home again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'll be home again in September. Now I ain't got time for this. Because that means I'm like, I'm home.
You're
eight
just
times
as home
year.
As much as me then.
It could be, but yeah. That either way, my point was.
Earlier you said I go home all the time. We've been home the same amount of times this year.
Okay, so either way, the average adult does not get to their hometown if they're in another state like 8 times in a year.
Yeah.
I was just saying, to put it in perspective, like when we're saying, oh, we don't see each other that much, that's probably not true. Somebody watching us would probably say, well, shoot, they see each other all the time. Like, what is that about? So we're going to move forward with our sisterhood trip that Ashley decided to spearhead. And I think our listeners, well, a lot of people who do follow me, they, of course, saw the Bali and Singapore trip. So I want you guys to share your experience of that. One, Ashley, why did you initiate it? And then we can get into, like, the recap of the highlights of the trip.
Sure. I wanted to do a trip because, in my mind, I don't think we see each other that often. We live in different states, and I wanted us to still have some type of connection. Like, I talk to Erica often, and I talk to Arian often, but all three of us don't talk on the phone, or all three of us are not really in the same setting. Like, I'll go visit Erica or I'll visit Arian, but I wanted us to do something as a group. And since we've been in each other's lives for almost 20 years.
That makes it sound so bad. That's not what you're supposed to insert that.
We have never gone on a blended family trip. I've traveled with Arian a lot, but I've never traveled with Erica, except for going to Arian's graduation in college, which was...
Okay, y'all came to the Fearless Conference. Y'all came to the...
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay.
But we didn't travel together.
We didn't travel together. I came with mom.
Yes. And I'm... Arian, we didn't even see you that weekend, so stop. So... So I wanted us to spend some quality time when Arian wasn't working, being her fearless self. And I knew Erica had never been out the country. So I think I gave you guys four options, like Israel, Bali, and Brazil and some other places. And we end up going to Bali. And that trip meant a lot to me because I just wanted to be with my sisters. I think Erica got a glimpse of me and my fear of being on airplanes. I love to travel, but I have a hard time flying. So I had to hold Erica's hand.
I don't know how she flies by herself. I really don't. Like, I...
She had to hold your hand, and this was your first overseas trip. That's what's crazy about it.
But I am scared of flying too. Like, I don't like turbulence. Like, yeah, I was like jumping the same time she was. Like, it's not just flying, it's the turbulence. And because we were going in the rainy season, we got hit with rain on the plane. So it was just, but you know, I don't know how she travels by herself.
Yeah.
All these flights, and she doesn't like turbulence.
Ashley, sidebar. Ashley, how many countries have you been to?
23.
Oh, you counted.
It's around there. Because I have this app that I haven't added the places I've been to lately. But I try to do at least 2 new countries a year. But I love to travel. I'll travel in groups or just a friend or
you
by
hit
myself.
10 countries in a year before, probably.
Well, yeah, when I lived countries? In the UK for 3 months, I was country hopping on the weekends.
That was efficient.
Yeah.
That's why I think your number may be a little off. Only because, have you included any international travel we had as kids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I've been to the same places over and over at this point. So now
that's true.
I'm trying
that's
to go
true.
To new countries that I haven't hit yet. But it was interesting.
It is time for another trip.
Yeah, definitely. So,
Erica, what did you like about the trip?
Well, like Ashley said, we had never not just been on a trip together, but we had never been around each other for that length of time. That's true. We were gone for 2 whole weeks almost, or
10 days.
Maybe exactly. Yeah. So we were gone for 10 whole days. And the most we had ever been around each other was like the holidays when you guys come in for like 3 days.
I'm there.
No, that's not true. That's not true. When we first started coming back for the holidays, we'd even be there for a month or so before. That was back when we were younger. As adults, yeah. But when we were younger, we come home the whole time.
But no, well, maybe you guys came back, but all three of us being together in the same house at the same time for 10 days.
Yeah.
On our own. Like, that had never happened. We had never been around each other like that as adults.
Without mom and dad. Yeah.
Right. So it was definitely something that I didn't know that I was like longing for, but experiencing it now, I'm like, okay, we need another sister trip because now I'm like longing for, like, I just want to be with my sisters and let's go away without everybody else because that's what sisters do.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, I love the bonding aspect. Was there anything in the countries or anything from the trip that was like a highlight for you?
I thought Bali was absolutely beautiful. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I didn't know what to expect. It's a place I would definitely go back to, but I thought the country was gorgeous. The people were friendly. We still keep in touch with our driver.
Wayan!
Yeah. We had a dope villa that we stayed in. I didn't realize.
Oh, that house was late.
I didn't realize that it wasn't going to be completely enclosed. That was an experience, having those geckos.
That was not fun.
That was not fun, having those geckos come in the house late at night and making all
the
noises.
One that was stuck in the wall.
Yeah, we had one stuck in the wall.
Erica, wait, you said you can't find that house again?
No, I looked on Airbnb.
I have a link to it.
You
do? Because that... Yeah, that house, and for listeners, if you want it, just email me. The house, the villa was, 5 stars. It's stunning. It is stunning, and it's just a few $100 a night because everything there is so inexpensive. Mm-hmm. But, we had, housekeeping, a chef. We had, a guard. Yeah, we had a guard at the gate. When one of my friends pulled up to the house, who happened to be in Bali at the same time, she was like, there's a guard at your gate. I said, I'm aware. Very much so aware. We had an infinity pool, master suites. It was just gorgeous. So yeah, I have the link. I can send it to you. And anybody who's looking to visit the country, just let me know. And I can send you that link as well too.
And we stayed in the historic part of Bali.
It wasn't touristy.
Yeah.
Wait, and in Singapore, where did we stay, y'all?
I forgot about
the penthouse. Take me up to the penthouse.
Sweet. The presidential suite, honey. The presidential suite.
Same thing.
It had
a penthouse, presidential suite, same thing.
Yeah. It had a breakfast room, a dining room, a kitchen, 2 balconies, a living room,
a sauna,
the bathroom. The bathroom was bigger than the living room in my apartment.
Don't forget our sauna. We didn't even get to try it.
Oh, yes. It was nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the sauna was in the place. Okay.
Yeah, that country was... Oh, go ahead. Let's go to the next topic.
No, it was like the Jetsons. It's fine.
Yeah, it was.
It was definitely like the Jetsons. I was actually talking about the trip last night. So you guys both attended the Fearless Conference, the inaugural themed Fearless Reloaded. I want to hear from you both on what your takeaways were or what you learned from the conference.
Oh, that was almost 2 years ago.
Right.
I know.
I need another conference in my life. Remember.
My favorite part was actually the financial piece.
I was gonna say, Ashley, why didn't you say that?
Yes,
but that was,
I was going to say that.
Because it wasn't, so I guess I don't have like a specific part. My overall favorite thing about the conference was that it wasn't just this motivational women's conference. Like, women can do anything. Yes, we can. I'm sorry, I'm not with the hoorah stuff. Like, give me something practical. I need something I can walk away and be like, yes, this is what I need to do. And having the different areas of hearing from other entrepreneurs and then having financial gurus, and this is what they've done to invest and build a legacy for themselves and their family financially, was the best part to me. I don't need a motivational speech. I can go to mom or dad and get that.
The finance piece. Was it Dominique?
Yep.
What's her last name?
Yes, Dominique Broadway.
She's bomb.
I still follow her.
Oh, she'd be...
Follow her, too.
Yes, her last name's about to change. Praise God.
Oh, yeah, she got engaged.
And a baby.
Yes. So I'm excited
but
for
yeah,
her.
That's when I got up on Bitcoin, which I wish I got up on Bitcoin months before that, but... I'm still in it because of her.
Well, what I love, though, from it, Ashley, when you posted, it may have been on, I think you either text me or posted on your Instagram. I can't remember what it was. But you basically said if you were at the Fearless Reloaded conference and did exactly what they said, your money just doubled.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it did.
No,
it did.
I love that because I was like, okay, this is a
good. I tell no lies.
Exactly. I said, this is a good testimony to how impactful this information was. Because everybody that did do that and everybody gave disclaimers, they were not financial advisors, you know, try to set your own risk. But either way, everybody that did follow the counsel and the advice, their money did grow. So that was something that I was just like so in awe. I was just smiling from ear to ear like, yes.
That's true. Wow. But I just like how you had everything broken up. You had the finance segment, you had health, you had fashion, spirituality. Like it was a lot. And I thought at some point in the day I was going to take a break and need a nap and come back for other pieces or other segments in the day. And I just stayed there the whole day. I was glued in the whole time. There was never a dull moment.
Oh, thank you, Ashley.
Well, it's true. Mm-hmm. I have no reason to lie. Because I would tell you if so, you know.
That I do know. If it went left, she will be the first one to bring it to anybody's attention.
Like, no, that didn't go too well. We might not want to do that again.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okie dokie. What's next in you all's lives, professionally and personally? So, oh yeah, tell me what you do and what's going on and your side hustles and everything.
Ashley?
I work for an insurance company at this time. I am a product development advisor. My title has changed 3 times, but I still do the same things. I went from head of e-commerce to a different title, but that's what I currently do. I love e-commerce. I've been doing it for the last 8 years, and I've done it in various fields from men's fashion to furniture, now healthcare, dealing with prescriptions, which kind of sounds boring, but it is super challenging because we're dealing with confidential and sensitive information. So trying to make our members' end-to-end journey as easy as possible. Outside of work, right now, I am trying to put together a brand called Always So Right. I'm aiming at launching it in 2020. I've started making some t-shirts, but I want to get into more apparel items and also accessory items. But the brand, what I want it to stand for is, I called it Always So Right because I want people to sow seeds into other people's lives, whether it doesn't have to be financially, it could just be how you treat people. And today I just see a lot of bullying going on social media, and I just want more empowerment and more of people helping others out. So that's what the brand is about. And it's just very challenging having a full-time job and also trying to go home and be creative once you feel a little bit drained from the workday. So just setting time aside to work on that. That's just a little bit of what's going on in my world.
I think it's beautiful. I think I love the social responsibility aspect to what you're building. And I think it's also important for people listening to understand that you are an African-American woman in the tech space. And have been before this thing became like a thing to discuss.
True.
And that you've been an exec in that industry for so long, which is why you've always been very in high demand when it comes to employment.
That is true.
You were also top 25 under 25 Business Week.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're getting back to, I would say, your baby because you were a high schooler as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. And in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Selling clothes, designing clothes, painting clothes. You're a beautiful artist. So it's a great creative outlet for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And personally, what is going on, honey? What kind of summer is this for you? Or what are you doing? Or stay focused?
Oh.
What kind of summer is it, Ann?
You're going to call me out. It is a hot girl summer. I'm loving it.
I can't.
Ann Mercury is in retrograde, and usually I don't believe in that stuff, but I usually soar during this time, and I have fun every July. I don't know what it is.
I just think it's July and it's hot and you just have fun.
It's summertime sure. in Chicago.
It's summertime.
Summertime shy, yes. It's just yeah. that's what the energy is like out there. And just so people yeah. are clear, I don't know what a hot girl summer is. So I
am not about to explain it because I really don't want an Aisha Curry moment right now.
Okay.
And I love Aisha Curry.
Oh, gosh.
She said, I don't want an Aisha Curry moment right now. Lord have mercy, you're hilarious. And you said, but I love Aisha Curry. Too funny. Yeah. But I guess she's having a classy hot girl summer, if this means anything. In Jesus' name, right, Ash?
Sure. Yes, I am.
Okay, Erica, tell the people what you do professionally and what you're looking, where you're at right now personally.
Well, I am a communications specialist with Quicken Loans. I work with brokers all across the country. So I no longer work with clients, but I work directly with brokers to process people's purchases of their homes and their refinances. So I've been doing that for like 4 years and it's fantastic.
And you're recently a
homeowner.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
She
I was
like, what does she not know?
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. It's still hard to believe I bought a house. Like, who does that?
Yes.
So I bought this whole house by myself and it's great, you know, learning all of the things that you have to keep up with as a homeowner, where otherwise I would just call maintenance and tell them to come fix it, is great. I mean, now I call dad, but you know.
I'm about to say, you definitely call
That's
dad.
That's the maintenance is man. Maintenance. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll,
great.
We'll go that way.
Hilarious. So,
sorry, go ahead.
No, that is great. So you're 28 years old. You're a homeowner, wonderful career woman. And what kind of 28? summer are you? Yeah, she is 28.
I'm joking.
Oh, Lord, you're in these ages. Ashley?
No, Ashley has always
No, I always joked with
She called
Erica
me 16 until I was 21. And then when I turned 25, was it I could be 21? It was somewhere around there. It was really
yeah.
long.
Now she's 22.
Oh. So. Look, I'm upgrading in the world. Woo, woo.
Hey. Lord have mercy. But what kind of summer is this for you? I need to know what all y'all doing. Lord have mercy.
What? No, I'm not.
She's an Aisha Curry summer.
We're having a holy summer. That's what we're having.
Amen.
Okay. We're trying to focus and make sure I get some more blog stuff out. And
that yes, your side hustle. Let the people know.
My side hustle is I have a total hair care blog called Our Crowning Glory, because our hair is our glory. If you want to go back to biblical, and your head is your crown, so it is your crowning glory.
I love that.
But yes, it is everything you need to know about keeping up your hair with natural styles, no heat. Or your bone straight, like I love to wear my hair majority of the time, but not right now because it's boiling outside. Or protective styles, which we are about to do because I need some weave in this here head. Oh, yeah.
And I just put on a U-part while I was on the podcast.
Oh, that's what I'm about to do. I'm doing a U-part, but it's a wig. Short bob. Mine's a short bob.
Oh, that's going to be so cute. Oh. But wait a minute. No. You can't. Have you put it on yet?
No.
Your leave out is going to be too long for a short bob.
No, I have bangs.
Oh, you cut your hair.
I think she knows what she's doing. Yeah.
That I will say. Erica does all of her hair. Let me back up. When I'm not in a city where I reside and my hairstylist is there and I come home, Erica does my hair. She does all of our hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's yes. trying to convince me to get a shop in my basement.
You have room.
we'll see how that goes.
You should. You got the space for it.
I do. And I do have some standing appointments with cousins right now and other people. Hey, so
last time I was over, she was doing hair. I was like, am I visiting you? Or... I was like, what is going on here?
Well, yeah. So we'll see.
Wonderful. This has been a great time with you both. I hope that our listeners have gained, of course, we've had a good time kikiing, but I hope that our listeners have gained some helpful tips in the event that their siblings that, you know, they're trying to blend with and have a very holistic approach to family life. In the event that they choose to travel, you know, they take us up on our travel suggestions. And if they're interested in the Fearless Conference, that they definitely take that your testimonials are not because that you guys are my sisters.
No, but, I don't do that.
Oh, here we go.
Would tell neither you, one honestly. Of y'all.
Clearly, yeah. Neither one of them do.
No.
But that they take the testimonials seriously and look into it. One thing I do want to give a disclaimer, Ash, because we have been honest and open during this discussion in regards to our family, just to, I know she's like, where is she going? Just to maintain Greg's legacy intact. But Ashley, using that, she went quiet.
I love Gregory. We just haven't figured, I mean, we're getting better. I talk to him. It's just, I still go to therapy.
And nothing is wrong with that. Nothing is wrong with that. But because we've been so vague in this, I just didn't want our listeners to think like we didn't have a relationship with our biological dad.
No, Gregory is awesome. I would not have my love for travel if it wasn't for Gregory. And he exposed us to so much.
Very like, much so.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you leave things vague, like, and they hear about trauma and we're being so general, that somebody may even be like, oh my gosh, were they abused? Was their mom abused? Like that type of thing. I'm like, no, this situation was more emotional versus anything.
It was emotional. Yeah.
Versus anything like that. So I just.
No, I don't want to tarnish his name, but I also am trying to
be honest.
My truth.
Of course.
And be honest and not be like, we live this perfect life.
Oh no.
We didn't.
And the only reason why I went in just a little bit because I didn't want their imaginations running. And
I appreciate
that. I just didn't want their imaginations running. And I wanted to make sure, because our father is a public figure, that I was like, wait a minute, let me just add just a little bit onto this.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, you did perfect. You did perfect because that is definitely your truth. You did perfect. That is definitely your truth. But I appreciate you both for joining the Fearless Podcast. Can y'all believe it? We are all on the podcast together.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you got me on a podcast. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I love you both.
We love you too.
See you soon. Love you too.
Yes, and I will talk with you guys later. And stay tuned, everybody, to the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Fearless Podcast with Ari and Simone. Subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review.